With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, it is a drag your ass Friday. It's a Flair Friday. It's Puck and Slick. Chris Kidd's here as well. We are in the beautiful Guild Mortgage studio. GuildMortgage.com, building lifetime connections since 1960. Contact Team April Reichert at 206-550-7793. Everyone's dragging ass. We'll have a second day update. Second day update?
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Slick and I on our Tinder date. We're dragging ass. You know who else is dragging ass? We were robbed of another at-bat yesterday. Another swing at it. As Jared Kelnick, his first pitch he saw off of old Plesac, he said, I'm taking it. And that ball looked for a second. Maybe it's got a shot to go out. And then maybe it's got a shot to get to the corner. Then it's fading. Fading to the right. Into the stands.
He just wanted to get out of play. Get
where
foul.
There was one per get foul. Get foul. Where there was one Mariner fan there waiting for the ball to drop. I believe Instagramming live the whole thing. I don't know. And instead of knocking it down or trying to get or interfering with the Indians right fielder, he allowed the Indians fielder to grab it. And joining us right now, he's been a good sport. You can follow him on Twitter. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you that right fielder for the Mariners. It's Rich Olson. Rich, how are you? Welcome to the show. Thank you for doing it. We're upset at you.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people are upset at you as well. You know that.
Oh, you know. I have plenty of people upset at me every day of the week. So, you know, what's a few thousand more?
Now, I cursed you out. I'm not going to lie. Out there in the center field bleachers, I cursed you out yesterday.
Oh, Rich.
I did.
Well, Slickhawk and I bumped elbows out in the pen, you know, enjoying our first maskless beer in a year, and then I go and do this and disgrace,
oh,
you know, my
you.
Family, my name, you know, it's like I said, the 8-year-old inner me is embarrassed to know that I'm still part of him. It was a horrible play. In my mind, or how this played out, I was like, Kelenic's first at bat, I'm going to film this. Like, this is epic. Like, he's arguably our best prospect since he's A-Rod. But so I wanted to be part of it. And so the ball off the bat, you know, I was like, man, that struck pretty good. And then all of a sudden I see it spinning kind of my direction. I was like, oh, heck, this is like this thing might fall in my back pocket. And I didn't have the wherewithal to throw down the phone and go after the ball. I made a half-ass hearted attempt at it, and all of a sudden I feel this wind come rushing across me, and I was like, "What the hell was that?" Assuming it was another fan, and no, it was a right fielder laying down behind me with the ball in his mitt, and I just am enjoying the moment because I realized, you know, what a bonehead play by me by just holding onto the phone. And I own it. I had every opportunity to break that up, and I own it.
What would you like to say to the Mariner fans? Mm. What would you like to say to Jared Kelnick if he's listening?
Well, Kelnick, I'd like to say, you know, 40 feet further, 10 feet further to the right, and you don't have to worry about me ever making that type of mistake. I'm excited for him. You know, I apologize. Maybe I took out one more swing, right? Ultimately, who knows where that could have gone. But
well, next one was going to be a home run for sure.
I mean, that's what you robbed us.
Yeah, you robbed us
from memories, Rich.
Right, right. Yeah, I saw his other three at-bats, and so we'll leave it at that. It goes down in the book just as a flyout to right fielder, you know, in foul territory.
Not in our eyes, Rich.
I own it. I feel, like I said, if I could replay it and do something differently, I probably would have bought seats out in the bleachers, so I wouldn't be involved in this. But
The most infamous F9 in Mariners history.
Now, Rich, how soon did you realize, because you had the phone there, you're out there. Now, are you just videotaping, or were you like Instagramming it live? What were you?
I was Facebook Live at the time.
Rich, come on, Rich.
You know the Mariners, on Root Sports, they actually have the game. They do that.
Watch the game. Rich, how old are you?
I'm 50.
Come on, Rich. I would expect this from a 22-year-old, a 23-year-old.
Yeah,
not a 50-year-old.
It's this technology, you know. Yeah, I thought I'd try to use it finally.
Hey, when did you realize that you had aired? how soon? I'm seeing some stuff that maybe your wife contacted you, like during the game, to kind of chew you out because she wasn't there with you to say what the hell are you doing? Why didn't you knock the ball down?
Correct. Yeah. It was instant. Like boom. I was just getting fired. I was getting. Everyone was blowing me up. They were just. I was like, this is amazing. Like, you know, of all the things I may be known for, the fact that this might ultimately be one of the, one of the greatest or lack of greatest. Yeah. I love it. Let's play.
Imagine how amazing it would have been if you had caught it.
Yeah.
That's obviously the reverse side of this, right? Like, had I made the catch, it's like Mr. Destiny, the movie, right? Like, if something would have happened, maybe now I would have won the lottery, but ultimately now maybe I drowned a short death out in a boating accident. Who knows?
Well, tell me, Rich, do you and your wife have kids?
We do, yes.
How old are they?
I got a 23 and a 17.
How many times do you tell the 23 and 17-year-old, get off the phone? Rich, how many
Fair
times?
Enough.
Yeah, there
Fair
you go.
Enough, right?
Get off the phone.
And Yeah. I know. It's horrible. Puckett, Slickhawk, Mariners fans, I apologize with all I have left in me. Let's enjoy this ride. Let's just continue to enjoy these rookies. Keep calling up more of these guys, and let's get to better days.
What did your wife make you sleep on the couch when you got home? What was it when you laid eyes on her? What did she say to you once you got home?
So, basically, my son had just gotten back from baseball practice as well. And he's like, oh, I saw you on TV, Dad. Great job. Nice attempt.
What's your son's name, Rich?
Ashton.
Ashton. All right, Ashton. Good son there, Ashton. All right. And so your wife then proceeded to... What, ridicule?
Yeah, she's like, you want to watch this? You know, we got the big 80-inch screen at the house. And she's like, yeah, you ready to really watch this? And I was like, yeah, let's go. And
So made you watch it again. Like,
oh, yeah. We watched it about four times. And I was like,
DVR this.
Let's delete this stuff.
Slow motion, Telestrator.
Right. To my defense, the guy behind me has a glove. Go make a play on it.
Yeah, no. And I do want to make that up. You're not the only one. We'll find the other guy who brought the glove to the game and didn't want to use the glove at all. To my point is, I have a staunch stand on this. First of all, kids bring gloves, not adults. And if the guy wants to bring a glove, let's use the glove there, Chief. Let's get out there and get in the way of it. So he is not, we're not excusing him as well.
Okay, good. Well, at least I get a little bit of my corner there,
all
so
right.
Thank you.
So did she put up like on the Telestrator on the big screen and like did she stop it and like circle, here's where you screwed up?
Yeah, well, she could, believe me. Boy, I'm thankful she didn't do that. That would have been the death of me for sure. God.
Well, at least you got it all.
No, she didn't go to that extreme. I'm sure, though, you've just put more fuel in the fire for next time, so thanks for that.
I want you to throw up the first pitch the next game. Like, we're going to contact the Mariners to see if you can throw up the first pitch.
And have Kelnick catch it.
Yeah, have Kelnick. Oh, God,
yeah, right?
Yes.
Oh, no, that'd be beautiful. I'll be there Tuesday in the exact same seats.
Oh. Okay, well, all right. So you're going to
– Redemption.
Do you have season tickets there?
I do. Not those seats. Typically, I'm All-Star Club, but because of the COVID and those are the seats that I've been selecting for the games.
Bougie.
Boy, they're spectacular.
Yeah. Well, okay. Now, next time, what's going to happen next time?
Love the All-Star
if
Club.
If Kelnick does the same thing, we've learned our lesson, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just jump into that.
I'm gonna get the seat that's further over. I'll put my buddy on the one on the rail, and therefore I'm no longer the one that's taking the blame.
Who talked? Did someone after it? Someone came over and talked to you. Was it?
That was like the bat boy and the usher, and they were like, "Oh, good thing you didn't touch that. Your hand was in the field of play." And
no,
I was like,
it
yeah,
wasn't.
Right. Like they would have overturned that.
It wasn't. It wasn't. It was not.
Oh, it totally wasn't.
Well in the seats.
Yeah. Well, good for you. You're a good sport. You know, Rich, and your wife's hilarious. So, you know, good to you. Shout out to your son, Ashton. Who does he play for?
He plays for PSP Showcase.
Okay.
And then my older son just graduated from George Fox University. He was a pitcher down there.
Oh, yeah. Down in Portland, right?
Newburgh. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, shout out. Baseball family.
We are, yeah, except Dad, apparently.
Rich, you are a true sport. Thank you so much. We'll be watching. We'll be looking for you. Future games. You see Rich down there. He'll be down there on the right field line. Appreciate it, Rich. Thanks for doing this, man. Thanks for being a great sport.
Absolutely. Enjoy the weekend and go M's.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.